Not acting? How can you tell so soon? How can you tell so soon? Tell so soon after taking. Wouldn't it take a few days to feel the results? You can feel that? You can feel things deteriorate. In what respect, children? Weakness.
Sri Prabhupada, you've been sitting up now for almost 45 minutes.
I think this is the first time that your divine grace has sat up for such a long time.
And also this morning, you were making effort to move your leg, which you've never done as I've done. I was thinking, of course, just from my observation, I was thinking that you were feeling a little bit stronger today. And Shatidana Maharaj also thought that you were appearing to be stronger. Usually you're not able to sit up for such a long period of time. And you're sitting up by yourself. Usually you lean on my hand for support. But this morning you're...
In fact, we all said the same thing. We all were thinking the same thing, that you look stronger, a little bit.
And also, Srila Prabhupada, your suggestion that you wanted to go on Parikrama, we also thought was an indication that you were feeling a little stronger. In the initial stage of taking medicine, it has to take some time before it even can begin to equalize the deteriorating situation. Let's speak of making positive gains in strength. The medicine first has to act to stop the deterioration. Even that takes some time. And then, once it's equalized and maintained, then it will work to build the body. Though that your deteriorating condition person, then perhaps we shouldn't go on the pericope this morning.
Sure, Prabhupada, you expected to immediately get the result by taking this contract, what? Krishna will fulfill your desire. In this kind of time, I do not wish to do. The purpose of this medicine is to cure this condition and bring you back to good health. It's not to continue in this bad condition, but to bring you to good condition. That is our hope. That you will regain your strength. Thank you. is an English, there is an English saying that the night is the most dark right before the dawn. So now you're coming this way. We are hoping that very soon the medicine takes some effect and they can begin to feel stronger. I was thinking yesterday that you had wanted to go all over the world once again to strengthen our society. And I was just thinking that since you're not going, the society is coming here to be with you. And simply by being with you, everybody becomes stronger. Simply by contacting you, take the chance to help and take care of you. They're all advancing in Krishna consciousness. And I think that everyone as your association, Srila Prabhupada will never fall away from Krishna consciousness. And you're also instructed, translating every day. For the first time, devotees are allowed to be near you while you're translating, hear you speak. And I don't think that your existence has no value, so much value, even now. The devotees are staying away. It is not because you are poisonous, it is because we are poisonous. I know due to my sinful habits, I am so poisonous that when I'm in your presence, I feel so contaminated and unworthy. Being in the sight of such a person as yourself, that I feel like I should be in some corner hiding, like some. I am so impure that I cannot stand in front of you. It's not because I feel that you are poisonous, you are wrong. I am poisonous. You are a pure devotee of Krishna, and your whole life is simply dedicated to the propagation of Krishna's teachings all over the world, whereas my whole life is simply dedicated to sense gratification. So therefore, when I come in front of a person such as yourself, I feel ashamed.
To remain here, and no medicine can be effective. But if you desire to remain, then the medicine can become effective.
That is a puzzlement.
You would have to pray that if your divine grace leaves us, what will be the result, both to ISKCON society, to each of your disciples individually, and to the entire planet.
That I think that such a big society begins an object maybe dismantle. I'm thinking from that vision
last May, when everyone assembled here in Vrindavan, then that, what was his name? Goswami came, Atul Krishna Goswami, and after he left, you had apprised us of the fact that there is a movement to, if you should leave, to take the societies from us, the properties. You told us at that time, you are all children. None of you has any intelligence. That was only 5 months back. We have not grown that much in 5 months. We're still children. You have always practically directed us in every one of our activities. And where we followed your instructions, there we have been successful. But because we're only children, sometimes we...
What is it then now?
What is the time?
8 o'clock.
Okay. The city is dark?
No, the drapes are...
It's not dark, but it's not...
Sun is not up full.
It's strong. Sun is not strong yet.
Hmm.
Yeah, the sun only rises at about 6:45 now. It used to rise at like 5:30.
Hmm.
That's why I female is at 5 o'clock instead of 4:15.
It is not possible to have particular, no?
If you desire, anything is possible, Srila Prabhupada.
Hmm?
It's not that cold outside. It's possible.
Hmm?
It's possible.
If it is possible, I am not dead.
Okay.
So... You can make some sweater.
Yeah, we'll give you warm clothes. Mm-hmm. Sweater and hat. Just tell a pen to come. Sure.
Sweater and gas.
Yes.
or me, Srila Prabhupada, the biggest puzzle is I know nobody can understand the activities of a pure Vaishnava such as yourself. But when I see you unhappy, become very disturbed, to me that is the biggest puzzle, is to I want to see you happy. If you keep trying, Srila Prabhupada, to survive, if you continue to try to survive, then Krishna will definitely fulfill your desire.
In this condition, how I can do that, this condition.
You have to get some improvement, first of all.
Hmm?
There should be some improvement. Then desiring becomes easier.
Yeah. Hmm?
Upendra said, do you want to first wash your face and teeth before going to the temple?
Papa, last week one package was sent here via Bombay for your divine grace of fruit from the palace, from the king's palace in Tehran. And also there was a letter sent which I don't know if it did not come.
No, nothing came.
The fruit came, but it was the pomegranate and lemon.
Dayananda brought it.
No, before
the fruit came.
Oh.
And the letter wished you good health by the royal family.
Speaking outside is very hard. I love it.
Thank you.
I'm not tired.
What's your name?
I'm not tired. I was not back today.
No. We are also feeling refreshed.
So this parakram can be gradually increased to a problem. If you like, we can take you around every day.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you like, sometime we can take you around Vrindavan. Yes? Tomorrow, I think.
Today is Rash Purnima.
And tomorrow begins Kartik.
So Kartik is the proper time for parikram.
Yes. Mm. I suggest some part-hearted cross. Last night.
Successful.
Whenever we follow your instructions, Sri Prabhupada, we always do this.
Well, my lady's sunshine. He will take me up. I've got to remain in such a...
Okay.
Mm.
Today we'll begin that.
There is no need of lying down in our place.
It will also be better, Srila Prabhupada. There will be more oxygen. Open the air.
Mm.
Disciples are very excited now.
I was so excited. I know to be like this. It was circumvallent. More.
Mm. We weren't sure how you
were.
Going a little slowly, Sri Prabhupada. Going a little slowly will be better. Just a little fast today.
You go slower?
Yeah.
Sri Prabhupada, Bhakti Choro has made some nice orange juice. Would you like to sit up with that?
Ration and everything.
Yeah.
So I'd like to go and shave. May I be permitted to go?
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to go and shave.
No problem. And on this morning, it looks like a fresh lotus flower.
There's no hands, but if one's is good, why pray?
Shatidana Maharaj, the Kaviraj said something to you about the dosage?
Yeah, the Kaviraj said that the dosage should be two times a day.
Did he say why?
Because the other Kavirajas previously, the doses that they suggested were very large. So this Kaviraj, he said they were too large. So this dose is quite smaller compared to the others. He said it should be done twice a day. See, this is only, each dose is only two lakis. But the other Kavirajas, they were even saying up to one tola.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. They were sending some large.
No, one soul.
Has a long lead. Nobody. Anyway, let us see for some day one.
Okay.
Prabhupada wants to take the smoker drugs once a day.
Yes.
How do you feel about that? Do you feel?
Well, yes. Whatever Krishna Prabhupada says. The reason why we have this one on the screen.
Huh?
He said if you desire to only have it once, it must be Krishna's direction.
Hundred grams of that, 100 grams of the orange juice.
This whole order, I don't know if this will be proper or not, but get a telegram from family Manipur saying that their grandfather expired, and so they want to come back for a few days to do the ceremonial rites. So, do you think shall I go for a few days, Prabhupada?
Necessary?
It's not absolutely necessary.
Those who are engaged in Krishna service, they have no necessity for all this. Sarvatmana de saranam saranam parihiprakattam devasya bhutasya nirahan kutrina nāyam vini na pinkararāyam sarvatmana de saranam saranam pato mukundam parihiprakattam. Anyone who is fully engaged in Krishna's service, he has no other duty. He has finished all other duty. He puts tapasya. This is the intention of the heart. He is no more anyone's servant, or he has got any duty to do. Because he has taken the center of the ultimate supreme person. This is the intention of the heart. So, this kind of ceremony is not required. For a devotee fully surrendered to the total faith of Krishna. But Mugundam Saranam Saranam Saranam, he is the only center. And who has taken center of Krishna, there is no other duty. This is the first.
Not in the Elmira.
Right.
Well, because it's valuable.
I wanted to make sure it was not lost or anything. I mean, this medicine is going to save your life, Srila Prabhupada, so I consider it most valuable.
I'm bringing one.
You want some more medicine?
Are you sitting in most, on your feet, Srila Prabhupada, or your legs?
Did you see it? Were you able to see this now?
There's
a mirror in my eyes.
One more.
Yes, very little. What?
One copy?
No. This is from the new company.
And what is it?
This mirror?
Mirror?
No, I was just using this mirror to show you the medicine.
Can you see it?
Because you have said because the gold is oxidized into gold sulfur, you go.
What?
Karnasindhu.
That is not Makara. It is.
Makara does it also. Like this. My father used to say.
Prabhupada's father used to take Makara.
Your father used to take that Soma Sindhu? The Sona Sindhu must be for people who do not have very much money. This Makar Dwaj is the rich man's medicine.
The Sarana Sindhu is also similar in effect for medicine, as medicine.
If they can continue this very cool. That is himself here.
And we can enlarge the parikram path. Can we take you sometime all around Vrindavan?
I know.
What about to Govardhan?
Yeah.
Radhakund.
This is very, very nice weather.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Beautiful.
Yeah. We will make a palanquin, special palanquin, you see, which will have a bed in it. It'll be very nice, and it'll have curtains. When you want, the curtains can come down, or they can come up, and it will be full length, so you can recline very comfortably. And we will make a camp. You will go by foot all the way.
Hey. Because in dying, it will be great love.
And if you live, it will be also great love.
Yeah. Jiva or Marova.
For us, it would be greater luck if you live.
Yeah, I want to, of course. Oh, yeah.
He was trying.
So, for us, I'm very angry.
What's your love?
Yes, because I'm very enthusiastic.
Yes.
I'm going to try to increase.
Yes, increase.
Then we have to make a special arrangement then.
Well, it won't be exactly like a stretcher. It'll be, you know, just like the great kings used to write. It will be a palanquin, but full length. Full length. It'll be just like about half the size of this bed. The same as this bed, but half as what?
How many people will carry?
6 people. 4 or 6 people. At least 4 men will carry it.
Yeah.
And we can pitch camp. We can go a few miles, stop, and we don't have to come back here every day. It's not difficult.
Then we have to arrange for campman to be
arranged for?
Campman.
In camp. Previously, ahead of time, yes. Or we could come back every day. The only thing I don't like about doing that, if we stay with someone else, then it is too much botheration for your divine grace. I know that, because everyone will want darshan. My idea was to camp not to camp where there was any place, but to camp on our own, in the field or wherever. Bring some tents, set up the tents.
Not to advertise.
No, I don't want to advertise, and I was thinking not to stay at anybody else's temple, to stay on our own. Then no one will disturb.
Yeah.
Or we can go and bring your car and come back every day.
No, this damn thing is very...
very nice. So should we arrange for it?
Yeah.
Okay. Amakund, Govardhan, Barsana, Nandagram, Brahmagat, all these places. Remember when we went bathing in that, I think it was Brahmagat. You bathed. We'll go there again.
all around Vrindavan, see all the deities of Vrindavan. An ecstatic kirtan.
Perhaps it might be a good idea to begin at Radha-Damodar.
He's saying we should also go to Radha-Damodar. Vamanana is saying we should start from there. As you started from there, so the Parakram is start from there. First we will do Parakram of the Vrindavan area, local area. One day we can go on a Parakram, it will take about 3 hours, the whole part, Vrindavan. You know, the local Vrindavan area. Then another day, we can go to some of the temples and see the deities by Parakram. And then when we've done that successfully, and you're feeling fit from it, we will attempt the Maha Parikram. Is that a good program?
Okay. Last pick, you remember?
Last pick, should we get some? Do you want us to have plastic medallions for the pine cones?
No, just a sample.
Should our Swami in Hyderabad has one? From the confessor, we can attempt the Mayapur Parikram. That'll also be very good, Shukra. Then if that is successful, we will do World Parikram. ISKCON Parikram. That means World Parikram. We'll go to all of your temples around the world. That may be the sweetest parikram of all Shiva parikrams.
Oh, it's very pretty, isn't it?
Initially, when you start taking this medicine, I would think there would be some reaction within the body to something new like that before the body develops its tolerance. I don't think it's too serious at this point. So the Prabhupada says all hope is frustrated. the Makadvaj medicine and to give strength. But now he's passing school. So all the strength he has is lost. At the same time, Srila Prabhupada, you're taking a lot of liquid intake now.
Yeah, right.
There has to be some stool. It's digested. You're taking almost 1,000 milliliters a day. 960, 890, like that. So that's quite a large amount.
Another thing is that this is a very strong medicine, and Gonamali Babu was hesitant to give it at this point because it was too strong for his.
Yeah, for his. Yeah. Oh.
Stop it completely.
Not even once a day for the program?
What is he doing?
Oh, I hope so.
Our students now gained again after.
Why should you stop taking this medicine?
What is it?
You've only taken one time.
Twice.
I don't understand why you say what is the use.
What is it that passes school?
But everyone passes school.
That's what everyone is trying.
Prabhupada said everyone eats also.
There is no eating. In fact, it's true. Meaning, whatever strength you get is wrong.
You feel weaker?
Can you guys?
No.
Of course, Banamali, he might have been hesitant to give the medicine because we suspect that his medicine was even bona fide. He might have been avoiding giving it because it wouldn't work to begin with.
Bona fide and non bona fide.
Well, we all saw some positive signs. Of course, it might not have been from the medicine, but it is. You did appear stronger. You went on parikrama. You sat up.
Parikrama, I can. It's a matter of time when to get down. Medicine and find the food. It is. That's a cause of love.
Now they're going to watch your life.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Persian melon. Also, that Persian melon, we've been giving you that Persian melon juice.
Yeah.
That is a diuretic. That may have let us not give that juice. Take one more in the morning. See how the night goes. In the morning, take another dose of mukhar.
I can see that the mukhar is dead. I can see that, I don't see where we can conclude, Srila Prabhupada, that because of the mukhar, otherwise merit appears extra.
Oh, what?
That I can't see that conclusion. And I still say that there's a possibility that not, that the effect of the medicine will build up over a day or two. After all, it is not even one full day yet since you first took the medicine. How can we reject it so quickly?
Because it's reacting to the virus.
You're saying, though, that it may not be the medicine. It may be, at the same time that you took the medicine, you also started taking this fruit juice, new fruit juice, melon, which is known for causing a diuretic effect. So it may be that. We're suggesting that not to give that Persian melon juice, tomorrow morning take Mukhadraj again and see what happens then. Ayodhyaj Prabhu was just telling me that he's noticed, he's been massaging your legs, that your legs and feet are warmer today than they were yesterday. I have noticed over the past 3 or 4 days that your feet have been cold. Your extremities, your hands and your feet have been very cold. Now that's a sign of strength. We feel that the change from the Mukhadraj is going to be subtle, not so swift in terms of renewed vigor. Even the allopathic medicine, you took so much allopathic medicine, and you took that even more than you're willing to take this Ayurvedic medicine. That you took for 3 days, which you haven't even taken one full day. Of course, we're not placing all of our hopes on the medicine as such. We've been placing all of our prayers at the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram. But then Krishna did direct you within that dream to take this medicine. Let's try one more day. If all hope is frustrated, then what is the loss if we take that medicine one more day?
Srila Prabhupada, were you hopeful about this medicine when you first took it? Were you hopeful about this medicine when you first took it?
Yeah. I thought this was a new thing. I need a friend. Passing school. What I was saying to you.